know, they're a really good team. You know, you can see why. You know, they won 14 out of the last 15, or 13 out of 14, whatever the hell it is. But, you know, they're a real solid team, and they're real deep. You know, we let them get that little bit of separation there in the fourth quarter, and it's really tough to come back, you know, especially when Dirk is playing the way he played and the shots that he was making. I thought Channing did a good job on him and, you know, challenged all the shots. But, you know, when he gets in a zone like that and he's shooting it, well, it gets to be a little bit tough. But, you know, at the end of the day, they made the plays down the stretch, and we didn't quite make them. You know, we had shots that could have closed the gap that we didn't quite get in the basket. And obviously we had stops a couple of times, and they end up putting the ball back in the basket on a second chance point or something. So, you know, I thought we played hard. I thought we competed. But once again, you know, that we have nothing tangible to show for it. So it doesn't feel real good. But I think if we continue to play with that kind of intensity, and you know, we shot the ball okay. I mean, we end up shooting 51%, which was good. But we just got to make the plays that help us get over the hump, and we just didn't do that tonight.
Threw that little curveball on him down the stretch with the small ball. Is that something you were intending on doing all night, or just a field thing?
No, I mean, I just thought that you know, we may be able to do that. And that would force Tyson Chandler to guard Channing, and maybe, you know, he's not accustomed to guarding out on the floor, so we might have gotten a few baskets with that. But, you know, Channing is playing great. Channing's playing good, and, you know, he's rebounding the basketball for us. And, you know, unfortunately, we just gave up a couple of second, you know, chance points right there near the end, and, you know, we couldn't quite close it out. But, you know, they're like I said, I mean, there's a reason. You know, they've got 40 wins right now, and there's a reason, because they're good and they're deep.
Are you encouraged by what Robin did tonight in the Utah game, or discouraging that?
No, I told him that I thought he played real well tonight, you know, but I said that we have to have that every night. We need that kind of effort from him. I thought he was terrific, you know, 13 points, 13 rebounds. We'll take that. And I wish there was a way that we could have gotten him in near the end of the game, but we wanted to try to space the floor and have, like I said, have Channing, have their fireman have to guard Channing. And, you know, we just didn't quite get it done. But I was encouraged by what he did. We just got to do a little bit better job on our fouls and giving up three-point plays. You know, if we're going to make a foul, then we got to make sure they can't get the basket, the ball up to the basket. Or, you know, we can't make that little touch foul. Yeah, I thought the pace of the game was fine. I mean, the bottom line is that you got to make shots. You know, it doesn't matter what kind of pace you play at. You got to be able to get the ball in the basket. And we had some open shots that we didn't get in the basket. And obviously, that slows down the pace if you're not scoring. And we just got to do a better job of stepping up and making shots.
Calvin, can you kind of assess where this team is as you go into the All-Star break?
You know, I think we're playing hard. You know, I think we are inconsistent. You know, I think that's probably the thing that have hurt us most is our inconsistency. But I think the effort is there night in and night out. You know, I think we have guys that are not quitters. I mean, I believe in this team. I think, you know, we'll come back after the All-Star break and, you know, we'll play good basketball in some kind of way. We're going to find a way to make a run and get in the playoffs. And yeah, we want to make the playoffs. It doesn't matter where we make it. We've got to make the playoffs. And if we do that, then we will reevaluate and see what happens from there. But that is our goal. Our goal is to try to play our way into a position in the playoff, be it 8th, 7th, 6th, 5th, wherever it is. The one thing I know about the playoffs is that it doesn't matter where you are. You're going to play a good team. If you're playing one of the top 8 teams in the West, it's going to be a very good team. So, you know, last year, Oklahoma City pushed the Lakers to the limit, you know. So, in our case, like I said, I would like to see us come back and play good and consistent, you know, basketball, and then see where that takes us.
How will you spend the All-Star break?
Well, was going to the All-Star game. I'm going to drive out there. I have to think about that for one more day and see what the heck goes on, but you know, I just you know, I'll be thinking about the team. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter where I am or what I do. I'll be thinking about the team and how we can get better and what we can do from there. But you know, it's been a real I wouldn't say difficult, but it's been a real trying season so far. In that, you know, we've kind of changed our team twice, and now I think these guys are feeling good about themselves. You know, I mean, obviously it's a tough loss tonight, but I think we believe that we're a good enough team that we can play ourselves in the playoffs, and I think that's the most important thing. I thought Channing did a good job. You know, Channing's been a pretty good defender for us. And, you know, could Grant have guarded him any differently than Channing did? I don't know about that. I mean, you know, the bottom line is that we did kind of what we wanted to do. We wanted to make him shoot jump shots, and we wanted him to be challenged jump shots. And, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, he's only making half of them. But tonight he made 13 out of 18. And, you know, there is a reason that, you know, they pay him a little bit of money. You know, he's a pretty damn good player.
Would he have your MVP vote?
I don't know. I have to think about that one. There's a couple of guys in Miami that I think are pretty good, you know, so I'd have to think about that one. But he would definitely be right there, you know. I mean, obviously, you know, here's a guy that you know, he misses six games and they lose them all. And then he comes back and they win 13 out of 14. Where is Craig? 13 out of 14, right? No, 13 out of 14, okay. You know, so they win 13 out of 14. So, I mean, you know, obviously he's the difference. So, you know, if he's not MVP, then he's definitely in the top, you know, two or three for sure. All right, guys.